This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, well, it was important to me to vote in this election.
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Changes for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, more roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jake Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team, both becoming free agents. Pitcher Frankie Montes declining his option to return to the crew. Both he and Colin Ray also headed a free agency. The Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, has been named baseball's Executive of the Year. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers opened their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 116-114. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to an ugly 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, it's ugly. You know what I mean? But when you look at the big picture, you know, it's such a long season. It's 75 games left. I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just sometimes you just get in a ditch.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Optimism alone is not enough to ward off despair, but hope can. Regardless of how things may turn out, hope is what can still get you to the better place eventually. Mm-hmm. So you don't have hope because you expect things to turn out well. You have hope because what that hope is rooted in is worth it regardless.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. Welcome to hour number two of the big show. It is the 5th of November, Election Day 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. A little rain and drizzle in parts of the state, as Brittany Merlot just said, might have some strong gusty winds here and there. But remember, today is your day, as Michelle Obama likes to say, to do something about it, to be a voter. Polls are open across the state of Wisconsin until 8 p.m. tonight. As long as you're in line at 8 o'clock, you can still vote. Better to get there early if you can. If you're wondering how and where to vote in the state of Wisconsin, simply go to your personal device, your phone, your laptop, what have you. Get online and Google it up, as my former boss is fond of saying. Google it up, myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. It'll walk you through all the ways to vote. Remember, polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight. A little bit later on, comedian and actor Ed Helms will be stopping by. Well, I don't think it could be in studio, but stopping by via StreamYard to talk about the national race for president, and here on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris, looking forward to that. But I've been also very much looking forward to our next guest here on the show, starting off hour number two. He is a former United States Congressman and longtime Secretary of Revenue here in the state of Wisconsin, and I can also tell you, a coffee aficionado. Peter Barca joins us via phone, and he is running, of course, for the 1st Congressional District in the southern part of Wisconsin along the Illinois border for the most part. Secretary Barca, thank you so much for taking time for us today.
Todd, terrific to be on your show. Thank you so much. Historic day. Obviously, the gulf could not be wider between the policies that my opponent and I are proposing. And so it's an exciting day. And I've been out, I think I hit 7 coffee shops this morning. I'm at my 6th college campus in the last 24 hours. So it's been terrific.
Well, yeah, and realize that in full disclosure, between my political life and getting back into broadcasting, I was in the coffee business for a while. And I had a small coffee shop not too far from the Department of Revenue. And you and your different staff used to come over quite a bit. And one of the things I've always been impressed about you, Secretary, is you are salt of the earth authenticity. What you see is what you get. You treat people with respect, even people you don't know. And I hope that's something that's come through in this campaign for voters in the 1st Congressional District, those who might not have known you when you were in office before down in that part of the state. But you bring an authenticity. Tell people that might not know where you grew up and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in the town of Summers, right between Kenosha and Racine. It was a great place to grow up. We had fishing and hunting and softball and all these recreational sports that we all participated in. And We had a lot of wetlands behind our house. The Pipe River ran through our backyard, and Lake Michigan was just a stone's throw in front of the house here, just halfway down a block. And so it was a great place to grow up. And, I've lived in the Kenosha Racine area my entire life. I tend to retire here, and I just absolutely love southeastern Wisconsin. And I'm thrilled to be running again to represent not only these communities, but also I was a member of Congress years ago. I represented Janesville, Beloit, Whitewater, and Lake Geneva and everything in between. And now, for the first time, parts of southern Milwaukee County are in the district. So it's, I spent my whole morning there and yesterday afternoon there. So it's great to introduce myself to the people of the seven communities and in the South Milwaukee County area.
Yeah, and what you just hit on, Secretary Barca, I think is so important because I've traveled around the state. We do what we call What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours. My friend Trigvi Olson, who, like myself, a former Republican, used to work for people like Jim Harsdorf and that those folks, and has gone on now as a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And we love candidates, people who are coalition builders. We've heard, Vice President Harris come in with Liz Cheney and talk about that. My former boss, Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, Republican, endorsed. Current state senator from the Green Bay area, Rob Cole, so I know you know well, has endorsed. You're a Democrat, but you're someone who also is a conservationist, someone who understands the rural parts of your district. You're a coalition builder.
Well, thank you, Todd. I'd like to think of myself that way. In fact, when I left Secretary of Revenue, Milwaukee Journal did a wonderful story, and they quoted, I think, three different Republicans that said, Barca gets it. He knows how to work across the aisle, and we got a lot of important things done together. When I testified for my confirmation, I have both Senator Van Wongard and Senator Wirch, Democrat and Republican from Kenosha Racine area, testify on my behalf. So I've always tried to build coalitions. And even when I first got to the legislature, at that time, Governor Tony Earle was governor, and Democrats control both houses. And yet the bills I put forward, I always try to get Republican sponsors, Carol Bittner-Rosner, and even the pastor I remember from Oshkosh. We had passed a bill together. I passed bills with quite a wide array of people, frankly. And so I just think that's so important. I think that's what's missing today. I think people really want people to work across the aisle and be focused on accomplishing things to help move our country and our state and our communities forward. And that's what I've always tried to do. I think I have a long record of accomplishment of working on issues as broad as like oral chemotherapy, to let people have a choice between what kind of therapy is best for them. And I work with Pat Strakota, who was a Republican Majority Leader at the time, and to things like getting the POW MIA statue or monument, in the Capitol Rotunda. That I work with, again, Democrats and Republicans. I just have always worked hard across the aisle. Senator Van Wongard, Representative John Spiro, Selena Taylor, and I got the survivor benefits for law enforcement officers killed while on duty. And I just think that's what we're called to do. I did the same thing in Congress. In fact, Chris Shea is a Republican congressman from Connecticut, from Connecticut, has endorsed my campaign to come back to the Congress.
There's so much at stake, Secretary Barca, of this next Congress, and especially depending upon who becomes president of the United States. Talk about, for people in the first congressional district in that southeast part of the state or southern part of the state there who are going to the polls today, they have not voted. They're saying, I just don't know. Who do I vote for in this race? Give us your pitch to these folks. What's the biggest difference between what you would do with another term in Congress versus another term with your opponent?
Well, frankly, I mean, let's start with just service. I mean, I'm a service-oriented guy. When I was in Congress, we had offices in every corner of the district open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. His district offices are open 2 hours a week, not 2 hours a day, two hours a week.
Wow.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to provide tax breaks to the middle class and those struggling to get there and small businesses. You subscribe to the notion of giving the lion's share of tax breaks to the top 1% and to lowering the corporate rates, even though they're already lower than what the U.S. Chamber called for. But I'll tell you the biggest issue right now that's on my mind by far is that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, just on Friday it was revealed that if he's Speaker again, even if the Republicans control the House, and I suspected this case, part of the reason I ran, but now he made it crystal clear that his goal is to repeal the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare.
Yeah.
We have 40% of Wisconsinites, Todd, that have pre-existing conditions. I have aunts and uncles that would be lost if they lost their health insurance. And that's exactly what would happen, because no insurance company is going to cover people with heart disease or cancer if not everybody's covered. And that would go away. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for a true hero like John McCain that cast that thumbs down 4 years ago, it would have been gone. And it was clear. They don't have another bill to replace it.
Right.
They say they want to reform it. Where's the bill? They've had 8 years to come up with a bill.
Well, the concepts of a plan, if you listen to Trump.
It's ridiculous, frankly. Yeah. I mean, you know, and again, I don't want people's rights and their freedoms taken away. We differ on reproductive freedom. I want to bring back the Roe v. Wade, because I don't think the government's equipped to make that decision. I mean, I just think that the government, we've seen women die, frankly, because of this new protocol here. And, I'm not pro-abortion, but I am pro-choice. I think people should make their own decisions about their health care. There are so many issues. My opponent, on the other hand, supports an extreme national abortion ban. He was part of a Republican study committee that proposes to raise retirement ages to 69 for Social Security, cut Medicare. He's part of that study committee. I'm not. I want to expand it, not cut it. I mean, people work their entire lives from the first time they get a paycheck to put money aside from Social Security and Medicare, and I think it's a sacred trust that we have to honor. I mean, and there is no lockbox.
Right.
Paul Ryan used to say he wanted a lockbox. I wish he would have done it, but he didn't get it done. So that means if they give the lion's share of tax breaks to the top 1%, that will balloon the deficit again. Then they're going to say we can't afford Medicare.
Right.
We can't afford Social Security anymore. And that, you know, that is not – that safety net, which is a sacred obligation we have to our seniors, is not only important for individual seniors, but it's important for the economy. When we had deep recessions before, it was only because seniors had money in their pocket that they could still move money around. They kept the economy going. So these issues are vitally important to the middle class and those struggling to get there. And, it's just so important that we maintain – you know, those programs that have just been vital for people and vital for this country.
About a minute and a half left, Peter Barca. When you brought this up, you touched on it. If the Republicans maintain control of the House, Mike Johnson gets another term. January 6th is right around the corner of 2025. And who controls the Speaker's chair and gavel is extraordinarily important, in my opinion, in terms of this election being certified, whoever the actual winner is, by the way,
and
how we move forward. And this race in the first district could go a long way in deciding who's in the Speaker's chair.
That's absolutely true, because there's only four seats that separate the Republicans from the Democrats at this point. I'm one of the 25 red to blue candidates of the 25 seats that the House Democrats are prioritizing to flip the Congress. And there's a bipartisan coalition that say we should certify the election. Unfortunately, my opponent is not one of them, because he almost never does anything of significance in a bipartisan manner. For me, I would certify the election, whether it's President Trump or Vice President Harris that wins the presidency. That's our constitutional obligation. And the fact that Mike Johnson was one of the people that led the effort last time to not certify it gives me just an ill feeling about him still being in that Speaker's chair, aside from what he would do to health care in this country.
Peter Barca, 30 seconds left. What have I not asked you that you want to make sure voters hear?
Well, I think just most important that they should know in Wisconsin, you can register at the polls. You just have to show up with two forms of ID to prove you live where you say you live, and you can cast that ballot. Polls are open till 8 o'clock, and regardless of who you support, whether you support me or my opponent or whoever you support, I mean, we have a country that is been a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's the people are sovereign, as they should be. And I just encourage people, whatever your political beliefs, show up and vote. Have yourself be counted. Feel that power as you decide who the next president.
Secretary Peter Barca of the 1st Congressional District, we wish you luck. Thank you for being so gracious with your time, and be safe on the campaign trail. Stay tuned. More on the other side is the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Todd or Billy is on the phone.
It's really important that people take just a few minutes and educate themselves about their ballot. We finally have competitive districts here in Wisconsin, and Republicans always sneak an amendment onto our ballot. So we got to vote up and down the ballot, not leave stuff blank, not leave our voice silent.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm James Kelly. Count on us on air on WLAK, on the web at WLAK Radio.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock. Many thanks to Peter Barker for coming to the program. I know it's a busy day for him on this last day of voting. Reminder, polls are open right now until 8 p.m., so be a voter. If you're not sure where to go for your polling place, go to myvote.wi.gov. Again, myvote.wi.gov. Coming up at the bottom of the hour or just thereafter, you're not going to want to go anywhere. Ed Helms. How about that, Mr. Zummers? Ed Helms of The Office is going to be right here on the show talking a little bit about his fantastic career, but also as a surrogate going out there and campaigning for Vice President Harris. So that's exciting, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's always interesting to see what these people we know for their roles get up to in their time outside of the screen. Right. So seeing that he's involved in politics, we'll have to ask if he has any other ideas about where to go in that field.
One of my friends texted me today and they said, what is up with you getting all these guests?
Yeah.
You know, Robert De Niro yesterday, we got Ed Helms today. I said, you know, I'm not being serious, but I said, you know, I wish every week were an existential crisis election in terms of booking guests because, you know, being in Wisconsin, it turns out they want to come on all the time. So,
yeah, as long as you have that qualifier in terms of booking guests.
Right. We wouldn't want an existential election every week, but no, it's been an honor and a thrill. And many thanks to Luke Mathers and everyone else who Jamie Martinson and everybody else who's been helping us book these fantastic guests and bringing them to you. That's what's the most important thing. I want a couple of clips, do a couple of clips, Summers, before the bottom of the hour. Compare and contrast closing messages. And I believe I sent you the first one there of the Trump closing message, Summers. Did you get that?
Yes.
All right. Here is Donald Trump last night. I believe it was an hour and a half closing speech in which I'm not making this up. He was barely able to speak by the end of this thing. Here is the Trump closing message last night.
Done in a matter of weeks. When our stupid generals, our terrible generals, that you know, the guys up top like Milley, like Kelly, real losers. Kelly was dumb as a rock. I'll never do that again. I say, give me a letter of resignation. Yes, sir.
So there you have it, the former president attacking decorated military officers, generals, and General Kelly and Milley. General Kelly, who lost his son, is a Gold Star family. I was a Republican for almost 30 years. Never in my wildest dreams would I imagine the Republican nominee for anything, let alone president of the United States, would have a closing message of attacking the United States military. I mean, just unheard of. Meanwhile, last night, Vice President Harris having a major rally, tens of thousands of people in Philadelphia. This was her closing message last night.
I have lived the promise of America. And today, I see the promise of America in everyone who is here, in all of you. We are the promise of America. We are the promise of America. I see its promise in the fathers and the mothers and the grandparents across our nation who work so hard every day for our children's future. I see it in the women who refuse to accept a future without reproductive freedom, and in the men who support them. I see it in people of all ages who have knocked on doors, made calls, sent texts, and who will spend tomorrow driving their fellow Americans to the polls. I see it in Republicans who have never voted for a Democrat before, but who put the Constitution of the United States above party. And I see the promise of America in all the young leaders who are voting for the very first time. Where are you? I know you're here. I know you're here. And you who are determined to live free from gun violence, who are determined to tackle the climate crisis, who are ready to shape the world you inherit. To you in particular, I say, I see your power. And I am so proud of you. Can we all applaud our first-time voters?
Vice President Harris last night in Philadelphia, the scene, you know, from Rocky, the first Rocky, the steps there, you know, right? I mean, from an optics standpoint, as a former political advanced person in optics, you could not have staged that rally any better. It looked fantastic, by the way. But listen to those two ads, the closing message. One dark, complaining, attacking American heroes. The other talking about American promise, inclusivity, coalition building. I go back to you, the listener, the viewer, the voter. You don't need me or anybody at this desk or anybody else to tell you how to vote. You just heard those two clips. You know how to vote. You know what represents Wisconsin values and who we need to lead this country for the next 4 years. And that goes down ballot to people like Tammy Baldwin. It goes down ballot to people running for the state legislature who are ready to work with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Tony Evers to make Wisconsin even better than it is today. Chris Matthews, former host of Hardball at MSNBC, he used to say one of his political rules. If you want to know who's going to win an election, it's the candidate that has the sunshine on their face. What does that mean? It's the person who's out there meeting people, who's listening to people, who's interacting with people. From a political standpoint, as someone who did politics for 30 years, the Republican Party, who left in 2011, I have rarely, if ever, seen a better executed, flawless campaign than that run by Vice President Harris. In just over 100 days, by the way, an incredible campaign. And I think that message there shows exactly the contrast between the closing messages. Remember, you can go to civicmedia.us/vote if you'd like to find out more about voting as well. That's civicmedia.us/vote, V-O-T. As Luke Mathers says, be a voter. Also, stay right here. Are you a fan of The Office? Who isn't? You're going to want to talk a little bit with us, with Ed Helms. Going to be right here on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for Election Day on the Civic Media Radio Network as our great crew gives us a great shot on the stream of the Capitol building. Who will control it after tonight? Stick around. We'll tell you.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, well, it was important to me to vote in this election.
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on Election Day. It is the 5th of November, 2024. That is music, of course, from The Office. And Mr. Zalmers, we're awaiting Ed Helms. I saw like Johnny Carson. And Ed Helms is here. Ed Helms is not here. Apparently, Ed Helms went fishing with Leslie Odom Jr. So I'm not sure.
Allegedly.
No. We're just waiting. These, as we said, these things happen. And we're always grateful when folks get to stop by the show. So he's a very busy guy. He's making all kinds of rounds as a surrogate. So we hope to hear from Ed Helms because we have a lovely list of questions for Mr. Helms. So
I don't think I can answer those for Mr. Helms. That's against the rules.
But
somehow.
See, who needs Ed Helms? We got Maggie Dawn. Understand? The fantastic, the wonderful, the award-winning Maggie Dawn hosts the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 and 4 until 2, from 2 until 4. Better have some more to drink here, Todd.
There you go.
Maggie Dawn at the desk. Maggie, thanks for stepping over here for a minute. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I am excited. I am exhausted. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it possible to be both, like, completely energized and exhausted at the same time? If it is, that is what I feel.
Like adrenaline, right?
Yes, it is.
I mean, you were in athletics. Well, I mean, it's like a big game. You train, then you get in that game, and it's the adrenaline, but you're also tired at the same time,
yes,
right?
Yes, very similar. The other analogy that has come to mind in these last past days was as a trial lawyer.
Yes.
Because what happens is you're going like almost 24 hours a day getting ready to go to trial, especially on your bigger cases. Mm. And then usually it settles on the steps of the courthouse and you're like, oh, I don't have anything to do right now. I guess I should go home. This has a bizarrely similar kind of vibe to it at the moment. Like all of the campaigning is done. Mm. We've said almost all there possibly can be to say about this. And now America's voting and we wait.
Indeed. And we get word that Mr. Helms should be calling in shortly. But
then you can kick me right back off.
No. Before I let you go, because this is really important. We've already heard rumblings from folks inside of Trump world, the Republican side. They're already, well, I know they've already have filed some lawsuits in courts already, but they're already talking about contesting an election of which we have almost no results so far. Talk to us, give us about a minute and a half on this. From a legal perspective, Maggie Dawn, what should people be watching for tonight?
Yeah, I think the best hope that we can all have is that while there are, of course, the rumblings and nonsense from one end of the spectrum, that we see a fairly uneventful vote. Of course, we know that Trump is nearly odds on going to claim victory prematurely before all the votes are counted. But I think the American public, unlike in 2020, actually knows the playbook. And so I think people, like the very term, red mirage and the blue shift, these things are now much more familiar to American voters. And frankly, we have fewer mail-in ballots than we did in 20 because we're not in the middle of a pandemic. So what I expect to see is certainly in states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, because our state laws remain antiquated as it relates to mail-in or absentee early voting, those ballots, of course, being opened for the first time this morning. They have to verify the identity of the voters, right, before the ballots themselves get counted. So, yep, those processes take a little bit longer in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. So I certainly don't expect to have results, say, by midnight from those two key battleground states. But again, I don't think it's going to take the 4 days, certainly, that it did in 20, simply because we have a much smaller proportion of votes. I think we can expect lawsuits in places like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Well, you know, Todd, frankly, anywhere that Trump might lose, I think that is where. Funny, they don't sue about the right outcomes in the counties that he wins. But I think certainly we'll see some lawsuits. I litigated those on behalf of Milwaukee County back in 20. They lost every single one of them, including a federal lawsuit that was not bumped or dismissed because of standing. It was heard on the merits, and it was heard on the merits by a Trump appointed judge, and they lost. I expect the same here.
As an attorney, Maggie Dawn, let's give people some practical advice, as George Carlin liked to say back in the heyday, practical advice people
practical
can use.
Yes.
In all seriousness, if people are in line tonight by 8 o'clock, no matter how long that line is, they're legally entitled to cast a ballot.
Yes. You just have to be in the line by 8. Even if that means that you need to register and vote, that you need to do some sort of updating of your address. If you are going to be close to that 8 o'clock mark, I suggest that ahead of that time, you go to myvote.wi.gov to confirm your polling place. Mm-hmm. Because if you show up in line in the incorrect polling place, you will not be able to vote. You have to be in the correct polling place for your current address with proof of a, you know, your ID to be able to vote. Again, in line by 8 o'clock. And here's the other practical bit. If for some reason, say you forgot your ID or something like that, and you're one of those last voters, you can always request to vote on a provisional ballot. And you have, I think it's 24 hours to come back to the voting authority, the clerk's office in your jurisdiction, with the acceptable proof of identification. So again, those two things, be sure you're at the right polling place, get there by 8, you are legally entitled to vote, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Secondly, again, any questions about that, myvote.wi.gov, confirm your polling place. Thirdly, you always have the option of the provisional ballot. Again, that gives you 24 hours to cure whatever the defect is in your registration. And then finally, I'll just say this. Across the state and across the country, there are far more well-meaning, good faith, neutral governmental actors, be they in sheriff's departments, district attorney's office, other public law offices like the one I used to occupy, as well as elections officials. If you feel like you are being intimidated, targeted, messed with, or pardon my language here, as Larry Krasner, the district attorney of Philadelphia, said, effed with, do ask to speak with an election official. They will provide identification to you. We walked around with badges. We were deputized by the district attorney. We had business cards. They will be able to verify their identity to you. Ask to speak with an election official. Point out the problem. One last resource, 866-OUR-VOTE. 866-OUR-VOTE. It's staffed by attorneys that work in the National Committee for Civil Rights. They will take your complaints as well. It's a nonpartisan organization.
Maggie Dawn, you are incredible. We always appreciate you stopping by. Your show will be this afternoon from 2 until 4, immediately following ours, and it's going to be an honor and pleasure to have you around here at the election desk tonight.
Can't wait to talk more, Todd. It'll
absolutely
be fun and exciting as always.
Thank you, Maggie Dawn. We really appreciate it.
Good to see you, Todd.
Always a pleasure to see you, my friend. I really appreciate it. 1:42 now on the clock, and our next guest, very excited to welcome him. Ed Helms is a comedian and actor who you might most certainly know as from his 7 seasons as Andy Bernard of The Office and all 3 Hangover movies. He's also a board member on Represent Us, a nonprofit group, and pursues anti-corruption legislation. We're very happy to welcome to the show. Ed, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Well, so glad to be here.
Well, it's fantastic. You know, our show here in Wisconsin, we don't get guys like you. Yesterday we had Robert De Niro, and it's like, you know, I wish there was an existential crisis election every week. We get big guests like this. This is fantastic.
I'm kind of glad there's not an existential crisis every week. But, you know, it does feel like this is a good one. And the great state of Wisconsin it's just one of the most beautiful and rich and diverse states, and I am so glad. I wish I could be there in person. I wish I could be hanging out somewhere like up in Door County and just kicking back, looking at the beautiful view. But I'm in my office.
Just like you. Well, I bring this up. I mean, you were in the movie Cedar Rapids. You play this character from Wisconsin, and I'm just curious: have you ever been to the state here? And of course, radio counts.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Wisconsin a bunch. It's been a lot of years since I've been there, but I went a bunch of times as a kid. I had some family in a little town called Minong, Wisconsin. Yeah. And then I also did some visits to a beautiful little town in Door County, Ephraim, Wisconsin. And I also went to the Interlochen Arts Academy, which is up near Traverse City, Michigan. But there was also always some sort of bouncing around down into Wisconsin. And it's a beautiful, very, very special place.
Look at Ed Helms. Not only knows Wisconsin, he knows the pronunciations. I mean, you're the real deal. It's fantastic. you're out stumping for Harrison Wall's campaign this cycle. What led you to do that? Was it something you wanted to do, or did somebody approach you? How'd it come to be?
No one approached me. I approached the campaign and just said, hey, I think that this is really, I just want to be a part of this movement. I love what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are standing up for. And I also was, you know, quite concerned about the other guy and what direction that might take us in. Yeah. Project 2025 and all that. These are things that that scare me. I'm a dad. I have two daughters, and I just am like, how do my daughters have more limited rights than their mothers and grandmothers? So it's already from the reversal of Roe, let alone like what Project 2025 spells out, which is even way more draconian. And it's, you know, Trump can say he disavows Project 2025, but no one believes that, and not even the people that work for him. So it clearly is like a, you know, an agenda that takes us backwards. I'm ready to go forwards.
What you just brought up,
Harris, all the way.
Absolutely. I think what you just brought up is so critical, Ed, because my guest co-host for last week, we did this tour around Wisconsin called What Makes Wisconsin Great, Trigvy Olson of the Lincoln Project. He is a girl dad. We talked with James Carville about this a little bit as well. That relationship between dads and their daughters, and dad's kind of main role is seen as a protector. And how critical do you think that relationship of girl dads are going to play in this election?
I think it's a big deal. You know, I really do. Since becoming a dad, and a girl dad in particular, I've always considered myself sort of pretty fluent in the language of what's important politically to women and so forth. But now as a dad, it is visceral. It's like, mm-hmm. no, this is my kids' lives and their opportunities ahead. And it just, yeah, I think for a lot of girl dads out there, it hits a nerve. I also want to talk about something you just asked me a second ago. If anyone approached me about talking, you know, stumping for Harris, and I will say it's really funny. Like when I post things on social media, people just the replies that in the comment section, people say, "Oh, you're getting paid by the Democrats to endorse." I'm taking some sort of fee to advocate for Kamala Harris, which is so patently absurd. And is that even legal? I don't even know, but it's just so bizarre.
We have a feeling that Brett Favre got a few shekels for coming back to Green Bay and stumping for the other guy. So, I mean, I think it does happen, whether it's legit or not.
There you go. I guess there's a lot of cynicism out there, but what are you
going to
do?
I want to be respectful with your time. We have a hard break coming up here in about a minute and a half. Can you stay for one more 5-minute segment, or do you have to run?
I think I have to run, actually.
Okay, that's fine. Let me give you the last word, then, Ed Helms. 1 minute. It's all yours. What did I not ask you?
Wisconsin, you're amazing. Go and vote. And honestly, I don't even care who you're voting for. Just be part of this incredible democratic process that we have in this country. And as you guys were talking about a minute ago, Todd, I was listening, and it's really amazing what Wisconsin has, which is you can register and vote at the same polling station.
Yep.
And as long as you're in line by 8 p.m., you can vote. So get to a polling station. Even if you're not registered, just get there. You can register. Then you can vote. Get after it. Be a part of the process.
The amazing comedian and actor Ed Helms, thank you for being generous with your time. Come back and see us when it's not an election. We'd be honored. Thank you very much. We appreciate you being on.
I would love to.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure. Thanks so much.
Have a great one.
Really appreciate it. Ed Helms, ladies and gentlemen, come on back. We'll wrap up the show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Count on us on air at 92.7 WMDX, on the web at WMDXradio.com, and always on the Civic Media
app.
Looking
for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. When it's now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which great Civic Media station you are in or listening to. And then, of course, after a little check of weather and sports, it's the fantastic Maggie Dawn Show live here in person for the world headquarters here at our election night desk. Wisconsin Decides 2024. Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the great Dominic Selvia Show. Dom Selvia from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabe then joins Jane Matinier for the beginning of our election night coverage at 6 o'clock. And then Earl Ingram is also on the desk as well, I believe. And then Pat Kreitlow joins me and will be with you from 8 o'clock until the cows come home, as we say back home, when we get the election results all evening long. Looking forward to that. Again, a big shout out to our entire technical crew, Corey Hartman, all of his engineers as well. We got Chris Giese back with us here for this afternoon and this evening, working on video as well. Mr. Zommers up in the booth, and everybody here at Civic Media who makes this possible, because, you know, there's a couple of us that have the fortune of being in front of the camera or behind the mic. It takes everybody else to get this to this place. So we do not do it alone by any means. I just try not to mess it up, basically. By the time I sit in the chair, I'm like, Todd, just don't mess it up. You will not mess it up if you join us tonight. Once again, you can join us on the Civic Media app starting at 6 o'clock with our election night coverage. You can also go to civicmedia.us. Again, civicmedia.us. And if you want to learn how to be a voter, civicmedia.us/vote. civicmedia.us/VOTE. Want to get this clip in. This is, again, from Vice President Harris's rally last night in Philadelphia. The incomparable Lady Gaga. Great performer, great actor, great singer, great songwriter. Here's what Lady Gaga said last night to the crowd.
For more than half of this country's life, women didn't have a voice. Yet we raised children. We held our families together. We supported men as they made the decisions. But tomorrow, women will be a part of making this decision. Today, I am holding in my heart all the tough, tenacious women who made me who I am. I cast my vote for someone who will be a president for all Americans. And now, Pennsylvania, it's your turn. The country is depending on you. So tomorrow, let's make sure all your voices are heard. Come on, let's go!
And away she went to a little singing last night as well by Lady Gaga in Philadelphia. I think her words are so important, and particularly coming from a woman. Again, having earlier on this broadcast today, Lauren Klein, an 18-year-old young woman, casting her ballot for the first time ever for a woman for president of the United States. I'm reminded on this day, on Election Day, of my maternal grandmother, Marge Wallace, who grew up the daughter of a farmer. They had dirt floors in one of their houses. My great-grandfather did not believe that girls should get an education beyond eighth grade. So my grandma left the farm when she was 13 and moved into the quote-unquote city of Muscadet, a town of about 1,000 people, to finish her high school education. In order to do that, she lived in a couple's attic, which was pretty much not heated, used a kerosene lamp to do her high school homework, and in her quote-unquote free time, did the family's laundry, cooking, and cleaning to earn her room and board. She went on not just to only graduate high school at Riverdale High School in southwest Wisconsin, but then went on to get her bachelor's degree from the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, and then her master's and doctoral work at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, in which she was a very proud graduate. She ended up being the president of the Richland County Teachers College after starting her teaching career in a one-room schoolhouse, and then helped start the University of Wisconsin-Richland and became the first woman to be a dean of a university in the state of Wisconsin. She was always and continues to be, even though she's no longer on this planet, but here in spirit, a role model for me. I think of her today. She would be enormously excited, I would guess, and enormously hopeful that today a young woman like Lauren Klein gets to go to the ballot box to cast her vote for the first woman president of the United States. History can be made tonight if all of us are a voter and participate in democracy. I think we ask ourselves too often, why do we do what we do? At civic media, in our jobs, what is this all for? Are we really making a difference? When I hear the excitement in Lauren's voice today, being a young woman and a first-time voter, that's why we do this, right? That's why you've called into the show for almost 2 years, this program now. It's why you write postcards and emails. It's why you've gone and knocked on doors and canvassed. It's why you've worked so hard for this. Because you have that hope of that 18-year-old girl. Doesn't matter whether you're an 80-year-old man or a 54-year-old man like me. We all want hope. We all want to do a little bit better. Today's that day. As Michelle Obama says, do something about it. Go to myvote.wi.gov or civicmedia.us/VOT. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll join you later on at 8 o'clock. You are the change that you want to be. All you got to do is go vote. Thanks, everybody. Great show today. Appreciate everybody involved. We'll see you at 8 o'clock. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and vote.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Decides 2024.
As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6, November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 107.7 WRCE and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations